makes a house a home? When I Googled that question, I read this. A home is a place where you feel warm and cozy. Most of all, you're surrounded by people you love and who love you. A family makes a house a home by living in it and making it special. That's not a bad definition. That's why the physical house you live in here, whether a chateau in France, a farmhouse in Kansas, or a yurt in Mongolia, makes very little difference in the long run. It's the loving people in that home that make the difference. The word home caught my attention the other day when I was reading 1 Peter 3 in the Bible. Here's what verse 18 says. He, that is Christ, never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. That phrase, to bring you safely home to God, gave me such a sense of peace. Surely to be home with Jesus is the ultimate definition of home. Why? Because then we will be with the one who is love. After all, he came to earth and died on a cross so that one day we could live with him. Remember, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Maybe your home here on earth is not a very happy one. Take heart. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, one day he will take you safely home to himself in that ultimate eternal home with the one who loves us with an everlasting love.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.